and AJ News.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. 4 years ago, Bob Stefanowski, Connecticut resident, businessman, came out of nowhere and came within inches of being our governor. He's on the show now to make an announcement. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good.
We're doing very good. We've been trying to guess what you're going to announce here.
A new milkshake.
I have to say, the press release went out about 10 minutes ago, and I am proud to say that I'm coming on the air first, with first radio, first TV, first anything, to announce to the tribe that I am running for governor to defeat Governor Ned Lamont.
Thank you for doing that on the show. I know all the television outlets were reaching out to you.
Yeah, it's strange. Everybody, you kind of get a sense of self-importance. Everybody wants to break the story. I said to Amy last night, I said, you know, this is not monumental, but, you know, it's happy to be on your show to do it. You guys have been terrific.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. And not for COVID, we'd have you in the building right now.
Seriously. I would have loved to have been there. Well, I'll take a rain check.
Cool.
So, if you couldn't beat Lamont after 8 years of Malloy, how do you think you're going to do it now?
You know, I remember when Reagan was running against Carter, and he used the phrase, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? And I think if you were to ask most of your voters or most of your listeners right now, Chaz, they would say that they're not. I mean, we've got the second highest taxes in the entire country. We've got the highest utility bills. Connecticut has the highest utility bills in the continental U.S. Last year was one of the most violent years we've had in Connecticut in 10 years. People are tired. They're worn out. They want change. Chaz, I've got a plan to fix it. I've got the leadership. I've got the commitment to do it. And it's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to turn around this state.
How close was it last time?
About 40,000 votes. It was about 2%.
2%.
Well,
40,000 votes sounds like a lot. How many total votes were cast?
I think Governor Lamont had about 580, and I had about 540. I won 130-ish of 169 towns, but he did very well in the cities. And we've been spending a lot of time in the cities over the last 3 years. As you know, we've handed out over 1.5 million masks. A lot of those went to the cities. And I don't think Democrats have served cities well, Chaz. You look at the unemployment rate, you look at the quality of education, and, you know, Democrats rely on the cities, and I think a lot of people are waking up and saying, hey, these Democratic policies aren't really working. You know, we see these guys around election time, and then they go away for 3 years, and then we see them again. So we're hopeful we're going to do better there this time.
There was a lot of energy last time. There was a lot of hate for Malloy, and there was a lot of hate for Trump. So there was a lot of motivation for people to go out and vote against somebody. I don't feel that this time around.
I think you're right. I think, you know, COVID has obviously been a burden on people. But again, you look at every metric that matters, almost every single one of them, Connecticut is last or near the bottom. I know a lot of people moved in from New York last year to get away from COVID, which is a great thing. But United Van Lines just came out with a study, said for last year, there were only three states in the entire country that had more people move out of their state last year than Connecticut.
Is that right?
Yeah. So, you know, if everybody's leaving, why would you reelect the guy in charge?
It's weird because that part of the state, I mean, that part feels better. I remember, you know, everybody was leaving. You couldn't sell your house.
Yeah.
And now the market has changed. So,
well, we've got inflation that inflation levels that we haven't seen in 40 years. So the price of everything is going up. And you know who that squeezes, Chaz? It squeezes the middle class because they may rent. They may not have a massive house, but when they go to the grocery store and they're paying 10-15% more, or it's costing $60 to fill up your gas tank, that's a problem. So we're going to get gas prices down. We're going to lower the sales tax. We're going to make it more affordable to live here because people are struggling right now, and we need to make it easier for them to get by.
Ned has high marks on COVID. I mean, that really, he was, it seemed like things weren't really going well. I mean, he tried to get tolls in right away, which he said he wasn't going to do, and people were mad. And seemed like he was kind of flopping around, then COVID came, and people give him high marks for that.
Yeah, listen, a couple things. I think, first of all, there were, in fairness to Governor Lamont, there was no playbook for COVID. We had never seen anything like this. And I think he's honestly tried his best. And as you know, he's been in complete control of it for the last 2 years under executive authorities. But it's hard to deny that we weren't ready for Omicron. I mean, we didn't see it coming. We didn't have, we've gotten $6 billion. The feds have given us $6 billion to deal with COVID. And we didn't have basic testing resources. We didn't have the ability to get put in a rest home. Right now, Governor Lamont is suggesting that rest homes take people that are infected because the hospitals are overflowing. And I don't think that's right, Chaz. And you're putting people into that environment that are the highest risk people.
That sounds scary. But he did like to do everything New York did, and New York did that. Well, I don't know if he looked at the results on that one. That didn't work out.
Yeah.
But, you know, it, on the one hand, it's funny, but on the other hand, you know, 75% of the deaths from COVID are people 65 and over. And if there's one thing we've learned, it's one size does not fit all. So we need to be focused on the high-risk people. Those are the exact people we should be trying to help and trying to keep safe. And we're putting infected patients in there. And the reason is because we don't have step-down facilities. We don't have anywhere else to put them. And we should use that $6 billion so that people aren't waiting in line for 3 hours for a simple home test, and that people that are infected coming out of hospitals have somewhere to go. We just weren't prepared for it. So I think you're going to see a change in people's view on how Governor Lamont has handled COVID, because it may have been good for a while, but I'll tell you, the last 2 or 3, 4 or 5 weeks has not been good.
How would your COVID policy be different?
We got to focus on the most vulnerable. If you remember, Chaz, we got out there early with your help, and we handed out 1.5 million surgical masks. And this was a time where nurses going into these care facilities were putting plastic bags over them because they didn't have surgical gowns. They were taking disposable masks. These surgical masks are supposed to be used one day. They were hanging them on a peg at night and using them for 3-4 days. So we should have been out there earlier with the PPE. We should have, if the $6 billion that we got from the feds wasn't used to buy home test kits and wasn't used to set up step-down facilities and wasn't used to have drive-through testing facilities, what the heck was it used for? So the other thing we're going to do, and I say when, I don't say if, when we're governor, is we're going to audit where every dollar of that $6 billion went. I mean, you see the things in West Haven where they took $600,000 of it and went and gone and bought poker chips. I mean, this is our money as well. We got to know where it was spent, how it was spent, and if anything was done wrong, we got to root it out.
Bob Stefanowski's on, just announced that he is running for governor. A ton of money's going to be coming into the state for the infrastructure. So
yes,
we're going to feel pretty good here when that money starts coming in, right?
I am all for supporting infrastructure, and on the one hand, it's good. We're getting some money to do it, but there was a famous economist, Milton Friedman, who said there's no such thing as a free lunch. And I think what people sometimes don't remember is that's our money, too. It's not coming in rain. It's not monopoly money flying in from the sky. These are the federal taxes that we pay. And the reason we've got the highest inflation in 40 years is that we're printing money. We're borrowing more at a federal level. That makes the dollar worth less. And this inflation that you're seeing, these supply chain issues that you're seeing where we're out of products, that's a direct result of this spending. So on the one hand, is it great we're getting more for bridges? Absolutely. But that's our money, too. And
yeah,
at some point, we're going to have to pay it back.
If you're governor and you have a president that's just throwing money out there, you're not going to, as a governor, say, nah, why don't you keep that, you know, right? I mean, you would take the money.
I certainly wouldn't turn it down, but yeah. You know, we're talking about the state. You also have to look at the policies of Joe Biden, who Governor Lamont was the first endorser of President Biden, and I don't think those policies at the federal level are right now. I mean, there is so much money flowing around, Chaz, with so little accountability around it, and there's not a lot of explanation of where it's being spent. So I'm all for investing in infrastructure, but we got to be careful when we get $6 billion. And we need to have a firm accounting of it. We need to know that we're spending it in the right places, because that's real money.
I think that's one thing you have going for you, because everything feels pretty good now if you take COVID out of the picture. But at some point, a bill's going to come, and wow.
Yep. Like, hold it.
I got 20 bucks on me.
Well, you know who's going to end up paying it back is our kids, and we don't want to leave that debt load for our kids. So did we really need $6 billion? And again, I hear you, Chaz. I wouldn't turn it down. But you look at what that does nationally and what it does to the national economy, and, you know, we're spending way too much money. Government should be spending less, not more.
All right. So this is what you're going to really have to communicate, I think, to win this thing, is why should we fire Ned Lamont?
Well, again, he seems like a nice enough guy. He's tried his best. He's had unilateral authority for 2 years. But 2 years into COVID, we've got the highest infection rate we've had. Deaths are approaching the maximum levels we've seen. We're doing things like putting infected patients into nursing homes. So that's COVID. You look at every other metric for Connecticut, Jess. We're the only state in the country that hasn't recovered the jobs from the Great Recession. Our unemployment rate is 2 points higher than the national average. Our debt per person is $60,000 per person. Think about that for a minute. You take the total debt of Connecticut, divide it by the number of people, every one of us is $60,000 in debt. So you look at any metric, and Connecticut is underperforming the rest of the country. And people are feeling it. You know, people have done everything they've been asked to do. They've worn masks. They've canceled vacations. They've homeschooled their kids. They've tried to cut back and balance their budget. But they're worn down, they're tired, and they're ready for some new leadership that's actually going to put them first. And that's what we're going to do.
Cops and teachers, should they fear you?
No, absolutely not. I mean, you look at the police right now. One of the things we're going to do is we're going to reverse parts of the police accountability bill that Governor Lamont signed into law. We've taken away the tools of police officers to do their job. They get in a high-speed chase these days and something bad happens. You can now go after a police officer's house, his personal assets. So we wonder why crime is up. It's because we haven't funded the police departments. We've taken away their ability to do the job. And these are men and women going out every day, putting their life on the line for us. We should be supporting them. We're seeing kids stealing cars 12, 13, 14 times with absolutely no consequences. Crime is going to be a big issue in November, Chaz, because it's out of control. Our governor has done very little to deal with it, and we got a plan to deal with it in the right way.
What about teachers?
Teachers as well. I mean, I don't know, you know, that they're not real happy with Governor Lamont either. You saw them all doing a walkout a week and a half ago. These are very, very important people. They're teaching our kids. It's one of the most important roles that we have. I do think parents should have a say in their kids' education. A lot of Democrats are running around saying you shouldn't. Governor Lamont has hinted at that. Parents absolutely have a right to have a say in their kids' education. We got to support the teachers that we have, and we got to keep the kids in school. I mean, that's number one. This remote learning is not working, and I still think we haven't seen the ultimate consequences of that.
Bob Stefanowski is on. Just announced he's running for governor a couple of minutes ago on the show. This entire thing will be up as a pod pick later. What did you learn the last time you ran? I mean, that had to be something because you come from the business world. You had no political experience. Yeah. And then you're running and, you win the Republican Party.
Yeah.
You're out there. What were some of the things that surprised you?
It's another world, Chaz. I'm not a politician. I had never run for office before. To your point, I believe there were 12 Republican candidates. They wouldn't even report my name on the news. And then we got momentum, and nobody said you'd ever win. We did. And then everybody, when we started, it was August, we were 14 points down to Governor Lamont. And the last poll showed us up. So we did a tremendous job. But you learn a lot, right? Governor Lamont took him 3 tries to win statewide office. Dan Malloy, he didn't win until his second time. So you learn a lot about how to spend your time. The biggest issue you have as a candidate is you don't have enough time. That's a very valuable resource. we're going to spend it better. I think the other thing, Chaz, is we focus solely on tax reduction. And tax reduction is important, but it's broader than that. It's affordability. It's about utility bills. It's about the cost of gas. It's about spiking in crime. It's about government accountability and having some visibility into how they spend our money in Hartford and having some accountability around it. So we're going to have a much broader platform, and we're going to address more issues that people are worried about.
You know, when I think about it, you know, for someone who just got into it and was running for a statewide office, I mean, you weren't running for mayor of a small town. This was statewide office.
Yeah.
You didn't have a, like, holy cow, I think he blew it moment. There was no moment where we're like, whoa, this guy definitely was not a politician. The only thing is that you don't like to brag about yourself. And it's part of doing this is you have to sell yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, toot your horn.
Yeah, you got to toot your horn.
Well, listen, politicians are very good at that. And, you know, it's not my natural inclination, to your point. When we give money to a charity, we'd rather not be mentioned. On the other hand, you know, I've got to prove to people that I'm going to be better at running this state than Governor Lamont has done, which in my opinion is a poor opinion. So we're going to be proud of it. We're going to be very articulate in terms of what we've done. And I've done this, Chaz, for 30 years. I've turned organizations around. It's about changing the culture. It's about getting positive momentum. It's about people actually believing that there can be change. People are very skeptical about government right now. So we're going to be out there. We're going to be active. But I'm never going to be the guy who runs to the cameras. I mean, I know you have Blumenthal on a lot. You know, if there's a camera within 5 miles, he finds it. That's not my priority.
But Bob, he tests at he pulls at 60% because of that. You know,
no one can
tell you what he just voted on, but they see him all the time, and people get the perception that he's doing. Like, part of that is it's part of what is going to make you successful or not successful.
And it's a fair point, Jez, but I would also say that's one of the reasons politicians are not very much in favor right now, because they want substance. And one of the things I'll bring to this role is substance. I've been doing it for 30 years. I've got a detailed plan. I'm a good leader. And I think people are starting to see through it. They don't want somebody that's on the camera every day. Governor Lamont has a heck of a lot of press conferences. But when you look at what's been substantively done to improve our economy, we should be actively lowering the tax rate. We should be responding to freedom of information requests so that people know what we're doing. And I think people are tired of the dog and pony show, and they actually want to see some results. And I've been driving results for 30 years.
Other people going to join the race on the Republican side, you think?
I don't know. There's a couple people that have hinted about it. It is starting to get late. I mean, we're in January now. The convention is in May, and that's when it starts to narrow down. So I don't know, Chess. We'll have to wait and see.
All right. Are you ready for grainy ads?
You know, weird. The first one hurts.
Yeah.
The first one hurts, and they still hurt my family a little bit, but I don't care anymore. Yeah. You know, I know 90, they'll take an element of truth and expand it 15 times. Yeah. So I don't pay any attention to it at this point.
All right, Bob, thanks for coming on and announcing, and good luck to you.
Good luck.
Okay. All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.